got off a call. And it was awesome because she's actually very excited about staking and coming in and getting a certificate. And it was awesome because when I spoke with the gentleman who set this call up, and he sets up several calls a week, and he said they were just having a conversation, and they both have the same hobby, and it's just bird dogs or whatever that is. Anyway, it can get, apparently it's a pretty expensive hobby, but here's what was cool about it. He just said that she was looking for another way to make some income, and he said, crypto staking. And she's like, what's that? I said, well, I'll explain it to you. Kind of explain it to her, but he says, you know, I'm going to put you on a call. He's going to explain it to you. She's like, okay. That was it. That was it. Hey, Judy, how are you doing? Stason. But that's all he did. He just said, she said, she's looking for another way to make income. He said, crypto staking. And then he put him on a call. And we spent an hour with her, and she's very excited about getting certificates and getting going. And then she asked how she can make more money. And we said, you can refer people. She said, that's it. That's awesome. We overcomplicate this too much. And because there are a lot of people that really need help at making more income, and they're looking for different ways, especially right now with this economy and this uncertainty. And right now, I honestly believe the safest way, the safest passage into cryptocurrency, the safest passage into residual income, passive income, is staking. If you can receive payouts from 14 to 66% on your money, and you can lock your principal in, so your principal is good for the 1 year, 2 years, or however long it is, you know, and that's pretty amazing. And the thing that's really cool is how many people will put money in savings and let it sit there for a couple years? Because they're saving, right? Or they put it in an IRA, or they put it wherever. They just put it in, and they let it accumulate over years. People do this all the time. At least they should be saving money. And so if they're saving, why are they not saving at a higher percentage? Why are they saving at 1%, 2%, 3%, whatever it may be? Now, obviously, I'm not a financial advisor. Again, I don't have a tie on. If I'm not wearing a tie, I'm not giving financial advice. That's always my disclaimer. But I can tell you, I've been in cryptocurrency for almost 8 years now. And staking is something that's been around not quite as long because it started with mining and whatever. But staking, same principle, just on a computer as opposed to a rig. But here's the cool thing about it is safe. Staking is amazing. And how many of us were on the call today when Mr. Height said, hey, the goal of staters is over 4,000 per stater in the next 90 to 100 days. 4,000 per stater. Right now, if you have a certificate, a tier 5, and the staters just stay the same, they do not move up at all, they just stay the same, you'd be paid $330,000 a year for 3 years. And you don't even put anywhere close to that in it. If it goes up, if it 4Xs, you'd be making over $1 million a year for 3 years. So you make over $3-4 million if it quadruples or whatever, right? If they reach their goal. That is powerful. And regardless of if you're staking in tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, 4, 5, or whatever, this is what matters. It's what corporate is doing for the coin behind the scenes. And that's true with any cryptocurrency. So we were having this conversation. She said, I've got Ethereum. I want to move some Ethereum over. I want to do a certificate. Then as we continued on with the conversation, she said, wait a second. I've got some Dogecoin. Can I move that over too? And we said, yeah, you can do whatever you want. And the reason she mentioned that is she started seeing the value in this staking. These staking payouts are significant. And she's like, well, I'm not getting, you know, 40, 50% on my Dogecoin. I'm not getting that much on my Ethereum. It's just sitting there and not making much at all. And I said, no, you're right. It's what we're offering with these certificates and the staking is phenomenal. And right now, this is what I want to kind of share with you. In May, we have major rollouts. On that call today with Mr. Height, what did he say was going to happen May 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th? Or 5th through the 7th, or whatever it is in Dubai. He said, you're going to meet some of the bankers behind the scenes. You're going to meet some of the brokers behind the scenes. You're going to meet some major, major players in cryptocurrencies that are working with us behind the scenes. You're going to meet a lot of the people putting this project together. You're going to see a lot of the utility launch at that event in Dubai. I know they talked a lot about different things, and when I was on the phone call tonight with this lady, I said, listen, you know, with Ethereum, Ethereum has two amazing things. Ethereum has smart contracts, and Ethereum has wrapping, the ability to communicate with multiple blockchains. And because of the ability Ethereum has, it attracts a lot of developers to come and use Ethereum or use their blockchain. So every time a transaction happens on their blockchain, whether it's Dogecoin, whether it's Shiba or whatever, gas fees are being paid. So if Shiba transacts, Ether is being paid. It's the same thing with G999. It's not just the G999 transactions. When developers use our blockchain, when the coin that they develop on our blockchain transacts, it's G999 gas fee, just like Ethereum. But Ethereum is limited to that right now. You've got the gas fees, then you've got the ability to wrap. But Ethereum doesn't have a MasterCard that can ship to 170 countries, does it? That's another use case nobody has. No one. That is so unique to us. That is so unique to us. But we're going to have the wrapping. We're going to have the smart contracts. We're going to have everything Ethereum has. The Lydian world, the metaverse, whatever you want to call it, we have that. The decentralized exchange, the NFT marketplace. It's basically they've taken all the major utilities that are offered in cryptocurrency, and they're putting them all into one platform. So you can look at coins that are doing really well from one of these utilities. Imagine having all of these utilities all rolled into one platform. That's what we are doing. And because of that, Yosef made a statement today, and I loved it. I want to create at least 2,000 millionaires this year. At least 2,000 millionaires this year. And who knows, in the next 3 to 5 to 10 years or whatever, we have such an opportunity here. And I believe this. I do absolutely believe this. I believe you're going to see a nice little spike, you know, especially in May, during the event, after the event, whatever. We know the London Stock Exchange. We've talked about that. All these different things are going to create all these spikes along the way. Right now, we're getting everything at such a discount. I call it kind of a fire sale, right? We're getting everything at a great discount right now. But then we get paid handsomely for helping people get into cryptocurrency. What we need to remember is this. 20,000 millionaires, even better. See, Judy, that's why you're on this call. 20,000 millionaires, even better. Hopefully I'm one of those 20,000. Hopefully we all are. 20,000 millionaires is even better. But I'm telling you, with cryptocurrency, with blockchain, with staking, and an aggressive company behind the scenes, I can promise you this about Yosef. I've gotten to know Yosef a little bit. The man's not going to stop until he's top 10. He's not going to stop until he's number one. This is his mentality. This is who he is. He is not going to stop until G999 rules the crypto world. I can promise you that. He won't. He will not rest until it happens. I know guys. I've worked with guys like him before. And I have gone into the trenches with guys like this before. I'm a lot like he is, to be honest with you. I'm kind of the same way. I don't stop until the job is done. And he will not stop until the job is done. So in this corner, in that corner, you've got just people that are just going to go, 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 go. And they're saying, get assets. And too many times I hear members saying, well, they want us to spend more money. I'm like, no, they don't. They want you to create more wealth. That's what they want to do. Because on this call today, again, as I was talking to her, she's like, well, why would I take the money out and spend it? I can withdraw it. That's great. But why wouldn't I just keep rolling it back in and get more assets? I'm like, well, that's what I do. That's what I would recommend. But again, it's up to you. It's your money. You can do whatever you want. And she's like, well, if I'm receiving staking payouts And I showed her my back office where I got paid every single day since March. And she's like, wow. I said, that's what I do. I roll it back in and I get something else and I get something else. Then I refer to earn more, and then the commission I earn, I put it back into more assets. I said, this is a wealth generating platform. Cryptocurrency is here to generate wealth. And I said, you have an easy choice. I said, you can try to trade, and there's nothing wrong with that. I said, but, you know, I choose not to stay up till 3 a.m. and try to sell at the exact right time. I said, trading is a hit and miss. It's a high risk, but also high reward. Because if you don't sell it, the market can turn in a day. In a day's time, we've seen it. We've seen the market turn like that. It happens all the time. I said, but staking, if you're staking and you're getting paid throughout markets up and down, up and down, up and down, all this volatility, but you're getting paid every day during this volatility, I said, that is comforting, because then I can sleep at night knowing that my assets are increasing as the markets are correcting or whatever the case may be. I'm still getting paid every single day in that cryptocurrency. And then I've got people behind the scenes. Here's a major difference between what we're doing and others. Most crypto groups, and I've been in crypto for about 8 years now, so maybe, I don't know if I'm an expert, but I'm fairly educated in cryptocurrency. Fairly well versed. Most cryptocurrencies that I've seen, they'll do the IPO, they'll come out and do everything, right? Or the ICO, because it's initial coin offering. And they'll come out, and they're trying to raise capital for their platform, right? They're trying to raise capital for their business, whatever it may be. We came in on the opposite direction. We already had capital. We have resources on top of resources on top of resources. I don't know if anybody on this call was in Dubai last year, and that did not look like a startup company launch. That did not. And the money spent on that event was crazy incredible. But that's what this company is. They have assets on top of assets on top of assets. They have 81 companies in this conglomerate and growing. G999 was not to raise capital. They have capital. They have a ton of capital. G999 is to create a cryptocurrency without borders. And we've heard Joseph say this many times. G999 is an opportunity for anybody, whether they're new to cryptocurrency or they're an expert, to come in and gain assets and collect assets. All you're doing is inviting people to come into cryptocurrency and gain assets. That's it. That's our job. I'm going to bring you into cryptocurrency and I'm going to help you collect assets. And while you're doing that, we have these guys working their butts off on the back, and the developers, the billionaires, the millionaires, all these people working to increase the value of your asset. And that's what we're doing. Are you in? Let's get you going. That's it. That's it. I mean, there's guys in this company right now. In fact, the gentleman who put me on the call today, he said, man, I could barely use a computer a year and a half ago. I'm still learning cryptocurrency. But guess what? He's made about $20,000 this month, $15,000, $20,000 in commission this month. Why? Because he's just inviting people to stake. That's it. Inviting people to stake. And he's doing really well. And what he does, he puts them on the phone with his upline. So he puts them on the phone, and we talk to him. I answer questions, and I explain to him what we're doing for utility, why I like staking this particular coin, and why I believe that they would have a good experience staking this coin. And I answer questions, and boom, we get off the call, and that's it. And all of a sudden, he's called me a day or two later. Yep, all right, they're getting a Tier 3. They're getting a Tier 4. They're getting a Tier 5. Whatever, and that's it. That's all we're doing. We are educating people on the staking because it's the safest passage into cryptocurrency. Well, people are running around with their heads on fire and they're trying to figure out when to buy and when to sell and all that kind of stuff. Do I bet on the Rams? Do I bet on the Bengals? Well, first of all, I don't bet on sports, but if I did, I'd bet on the Rams. But you don't have to worry about that. Just stake. Stake, 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 stake. If you stake, it's money getting paid. Money getting paid. Money getting paid. Boom, 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 boom. And we know that. And I always tell people, so, you know, and when they ask about this, well, you know, oh, crap, it's another one of those. Do I have to refer? First of all, no. You know, You don't have to refer. You get to refer. Referring is actually, in my opinion, a blessing, because we get paid very well to refer. Plus, you're helping somebody. You know, how many of us have sold that magical bottle of juice, you know, or that pill that was supposed to, you know, whatever, do whatever it's supposed to do? We've all done it, okay, probably. And, but how many of us have actually been able to represent a company where they get a true, every single person that gets in gets a passive income? 100% of them receive passive income. All of them. I've never seen anything like this. They all, 100% of them can have passive income. And when I explained on the call tonight, I said, listen, it's simple, because it's where the money comes from. I said, these are transaction fees. These are validation fees. Ethereum just went nuts. Ethereum just went there. I said, every time Ethereum goes down, it goes right back up. Why do you think that is? She's like, I don't know. And I said, well, because people will sell. They'll sell. And I said, and when you say it's down right now, I said, last year at this time, Ethereum was a couple $100. It's down right now to 3,000, so which means it's still up 25-30% from about a year ago, even though it's down, because it went way, way up, and then it corrected. I said, but imagine if you were mining Ethereum, where you'd be right now. Because you would have earned all that Ethereum in the meantime. You would have rode that wave up, and even if it's go down, you're still way ahead, because you have all that free Ethereum that you are mining. Same thing with T999. When you're staking, when we have these events in May and beyond, and you're going to ride that wave up, even if it corrects, you're going to be way ahead because you staked. If you don't stake, you're not going to be way ahead. It's just as simple as that. Staters the same way. I said, but the cool thing about what we're doing, what Ethereum did, with those gas fees, those transaction fees that they're collecting from other developers, when people are selling, those gas fees are countering the sell-off, and they're going to break that resistance, and the coin's going to go back up, like it always does. So the same thing's going to happen here. But, so what's cool about what we're doing is we have everything Ethereum has. The smart contracts, the wrapping, all of it. Faster blockchain, cheaper blockchain. But on top of that, we have that card. To me, I always talk about the card as the X factor. I asked her this question. I said, if a couple million people swiped that card and they had to open up wallets to activate that card, how decentralized does the market become? How decentralized does our community become? And what is their intent? When they activate that card, what is their intent? Their intent is to collect their commission and use their MasterCard to spend the money, to have access to the commission. I said, do you really think that those people are thinking about selling T999? No, they're thinking about collecting their commission off their MasterCard. Just by collecting their commission, they're spiking our coin. And that will counter the people selling our coin. No other cryptocurrency has this. None of them. We talk about VeChain, it's like, okay, the supply chain coin is going to come in and they're going to get all these contracts on the supply chain. We talk about Ripple. Ripple, think about this, guys. I want you to really, really think about this. I love Ripple. I love XRP. I have a lot of XRP. I'm not going to tell you how much, but I have a lot of XRP. I have more G999 than XRP, but I do have a lot of XRP. Why? Because it's going to be the transaction technology for the banks and finance companies. What the flip do you think a MasterCard is? What do you think they're going to... Everybody who loves XRP should be doing backflips on G999. So I can tell you right now, G999 is not dealing with a case with the SEC right now. G999 doesn't have that. It's not being called a security right now. Transactions. Ripple. Oh, XRP, I love it. I love it because it's going to be millions of transactions. What do you think the card is going to represent? Millions of transactions. It's the same flipping thing with the MasterCard worldwide. With the white label, why would any of us wait until the white label is done? Why would we wait for the bill to be rung? I'm telling you right now, if some next person that tells me their bell. Okay, I'm telling you, I'm going to ring their bell. Because they got to wake up and say, listen, do it before all this. Do it before, because you're getting discount pricing. You're getting a fire sale right now. You're getting things for under value right now because of the utility coming. We have 3 million members in beta right now. 3 million members in beta right now on our card. That's beta. I can tell you we have accounts much bigger than 3 million card users. We have how many active members? 4,000. 4,000 active GSP members versus 3 million card users. Who wins that battle? Who wins? When this sucker comes out of beta and we white label this thing and we have millions of people swiping that card around the world, who wins? The people selling or the people swiping? What's going to happen to the coin? Who wins that battle? And we're going to have a lot more millions than that. Who wins that battle? The millions are going to, they're going to trump the thousands. Then on top of that, oh, this utility. Man, the previous call, Yosef was talking about the community from Tron coming over. All these different, these guys are out there putting utility together that you wouldn't even believe. We've got to stop thinking about, oh, they want us to spend more money. No, they don't. They want us to help people become educated on the project. And they're offering you the ability to collect more assets while they're building the project right below your nose, right underneath your nose. They're building this massive platform. That is what is happening right now. And if you take advantage of it, like anything else, how many of us got into, I've been in Ethereum for a couple years, and you don't hear all the people in Ethereum screaming, what's taking so long? Even when it took a while, it took years. Ethereum was, been around 8 years? It took 5-6 years before it did anything, or much of anything. You didn't hear a lot of people complaining then. It's because we have a referral program, so people are like, oh, referral programs. Take it. They're trying to compare this to other referral programs to, you know, companies like Gladia Coin and USI Tech and these companies that were here one day and gone the next because they paid out quickly. And I make money fast. I'm like, well, you make money for a few months and then it goes to the wayside because it's not compliant, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We have a real business here, a real company with a real owner, real utility, real use, real contracts, real blockchain, all of that. And that takes real time. Takes real time. But for those of us that recognize it and share it, then you have real residual lifelong income. That's the payout. That's the payoff. If you have real patience, you can earn real money. If you have real impatience, you will never earn real money. That's a God's honest truth. When you talk about being an entrepreneur, patience is one of the most important things you can have. Vision, patience, work ethic, ambition, drive, honesty, integrity, all of it matters. All of it matters. And you cannot lack in any of those. You've got to be hungry. You got to want it. But you got to be patient. And let it happen. And let development happen. Let development. Alex's team is working really, really fast. Maybe not as fast as we want them to, but they're working really fast. And they just keep rolling out more things, more things, more. I mean, they added the wallet for the XLT. They mentioned that XLT will be on GS Trade, Lydian Staters, GS Trade, all these different things. All these things that they're creating for us right now. You see it. Like every couple of weeks, it seems like they're adding stuff. And then people say, oh my gosh, it's moving too fast. I can't keep up. I'm always trying to keep up, and always trying to relay the message to the team or whatever. But I do it because I'm passionate about it. I love this project. I think this project is phenomenal. I can tell you there's a couple guys right now, major players in cryptocurrency, looking at this project too. I won't tell you who they are. I'm not allowed. But some of the biggest consultants in the world right now are in chat groups with us right now, talking to us about this project, just to let you know, FYI.